Japan. The title, "Forgot So Loved the World," based on a single verse. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." A mother told the child, when does the mother love her child? Then when the child learned, how to say the first word? No. When does the child begin to walk? No. When the child begins to crawl? No. Oh, I know, Mom. You loved me when I was just born. Not exactly, the mother told her child. So when? That's when I was born. You could see me, Mom. Right, Mom? When did you love me, Mom? The mother said, I love you ever since you were just a tiny embryo in my stomach. At that time, whenever I eat something, I keep asking myself whether what I eat would be good for my child who is in my tummy. I stop all my physical activities for fear of disturbing the little embryo sleeping in my tummy. Even when I'm sick, I would not use medicine for fear of the adverse effect on my child in my tummy. I loved you before you were born. Is it true? Is it true? Yes. All who has this experience of a wound in the stomach of the baby. But we could not understand such love when we were first born to become an embryo in a mother. I've heard that God is love, Mary is kind, Buddha is merciful. Dear congregation, those kind of things is truly only an understanding from someone talking. But just assume such. But many have not understood when God loves, how much love, until that person has the experience, the personal relationship with our Lord. If we read a novel, a love novel, there are many chapters that if that book has missing one chapter, maybe when we read, we did not completely understand the love story in that novel. And I want to tell you one thing, that is, the Bible is something that we put our faith in. It's the foundation of faith, is the Bible. That Bible has 66 chapters, but if only think about one book in the Bible, for example, the Gospel of John, you can understand the entire Bible, and you can understand why did God come into the world. Well, I don't have time to read that one book. If you only read one verse, let's put up this key verse so that we can read together. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He can give you if think a little bit very carefully about this key verse, you can understand the entire Bible, what the Bible is talking about, and we can understand when Jesus came into the world, he has will and continue to love our human race, and there each of us belong. And based on this key verse, I can want to share with you, but there are only 3 points. The first thing I want to share with you is that God has given us love. The key verse said, for God so loved the world. Because when they love each other, they can find the other person. There are certain things that is lovable. But with God, when God loves us, God does not because of our beauty, but God's love, because this is God's attribute. And that's why when God came to the world, and he can accept all kinds of people. The Bible has recorded he has worse than the world. And though the world has made to him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which has his own, but his own did not receive him. So why could God love the world so much? The love of God for us. Maybe he thought that I know God is love. Just like Buddha is also merciful. No, not exactly. That we can understand God love like that. There's a pastor, and he's a evangelist, and he also, his name is the Dwight Lemon Moody. He has established the Moody Church. He established the Moody Bible School, and also another school called Moody's Church. He has also established the Moody Bible in Chicago, and also in the publisher called Moody Publisher, Moody Bible Institute. And this key verse that everybody, believers who follow Christ, know this key verse. But this key verse has an influence on Moody in a wonderful way. In the time, first time when he went to England, and he saw a young pastor named Morehouse. One day, Morehouse said to Moody, "I'm thinking of going to America." "Well," said Moody, "if you should ever get to Chicago, come down to my church and I'll give you a chance to preach." Moody did not mean to be hypocritical when he said this, of course. He was merely being polite. Nevertheless, he was saying to himself that he hoped Morehouse would not come. For Moody had not heard him preach and had no idea what he would say should he come to Chicago. Sometime later, after Moody had returned home, the evangelist received a telegram that said, "Have just arrived in New York. Will be in Chicago on Sunday." Signed Morehouse. Moody was perplexed about what he should do. And to complicate matters, he was just about to leave for a series of meetings elsewhere. "Oh my," he thought. "Here I am, about to be gone on Sunday. Morehouse is coming, and I have promised to let him preach." Finally, he said to his wife and to the leaders of the church, "I think that I should let him preach once. So let him preach once. Then if the people enjoy him, put him on again." So he told his family's wife that he has to go, and Morehouse would be preaching in place of Moody. Moody was gone for 1 week. When he returned, he said to his wife, "How did the young preacher do?" He asked his wife, "How did the young preacher do?" "Oh, he is better preacher than you are," his wife said. "He is telling sinners that God loves them." "That is not," said Moody. "God does not love sinners." "Well," she said, "you go and hear him." "What?" said Moody. "Do you mean to tell me that he is still preaching?" "Yes, he has been preaching all week, and he has only had one verse for the text. It is John 3:16. For God so loved the world." Moody went to the meeting. Morehouse got up and began by saying, "I have been hunting for a text all week, and I have not been able to find a better text than John 3:16. So I think we would just talk about it once more." He did. Afterward, Moody said it was on that night that he first clearly understood the greatness of God's love. Dear congregation, as a pastor, but Moody might not understand completely God's love for the world. The two reasons that God loved the world. How? Not because we are beautiful. The Bible says God creates our world for us, but God created us for Him. For God has a creation. We are created in His image. It doesn't mean that God has the eyes, the ears, and the mouth like us. No. The image of God, that means, has the value of us, human. We are created. We are created so that we can become to govern this world that God created for us in the old days. Everything was created. But there are two parts. First, God created everything. God created this world. But in this world, the humankind is above every other creature. God created us, has a value that is to govern the world God created for us. Dear congregation, maybe only the humans can dominate all the animals. Like riding the horse, dominate the buffalo to use to till the field. And also the dog can keep the house for us, or the birds to become some entertainment for us. Only the human can raise these animals for food. Only the human race can know that which mountain is high or which river is deep. Only the humorist can find that we have a round earth, that what is in the North Pole or in the South Pole. Only the humorist can explore the world around us and different visions. Whether we don't understand everything, but they can come outside of the earth to explore the space, to the moon, to the Mars, and then try to explore the space in the universe. But God is suffering and sad because the human that God created, that is beautiful for God, has been deceived by Satan to become sinners. And because of sin, that we are separated from God. Dear congregations, sin has caused the heart of human to become arrogant, to be selfish, to let us go into the things that are destroying our life. Sin caused us to be enemies of each other, that can have divorce in a family. We lose happiness to make chaos inside. And the war broke out on one country to another. When sin has caused the human race to have I have to have how to revenge for those who hurt me. Do you ever see an animal to revenge? So he would think a way to revenge whoever other animals. The animal only have the strength to defend himself, but there's no idea of revenge in the animal. But at that event, the animal can win, but the human race is different. That means that the sin inside of us causes us the idea that I need to revenge for whoever hurts me. Only the human race can create the weapon so a war can conquer another country to destroy the other people and then conquer that country. Do you have seen the animal like the lion that go out and destroy other animals? No. The lion can capture for food. Why? Because that is his instinct, the instinct of the lion to find food. But that means that's only an instinct. But the tigers or the lions, they could not find or plan a way to destroy. But the human race is different. From one country conquering another country. Why? Because of sin. God loved this world since men were created in His image. God created us in his own image. So we have become that this hard part. God continued to love us. When one person loves another, that the other person has to be something or somebody, because love is not a one-way street, but love must have an action to accompany it. For God so loved the world, he has an concrete action. That is the second point. God gave us his only son. God loved the world so much. That love is so great. So that he gave his only begotten son. One person can give that may not love. For example, you give a homeless something, a few. If you don't need to love him to give. Or you can give yourself some things to goodwill. It doesn't have to be love, because those are just something we are not used anymore. But if we love, some action must follow. When we love, we give something to the one we love. In the year 2020, there is a small plane was crashed in Ubay in Colombia. And this crash has took the life of Miss Marilyn Diaz Rocha and Fabio Brandes. That is the parents of a child. Is 1 year old child named Martin. And also there is a nurse. Her name is Nurse Massa, also perished in that crash. That plane carried the car HK-3335J has been crashed when flying from Santa Marta to Guayamara, and there were 4 people on that plane. The baby Martin is the only survivor. It's only 1 year old. And during this crash, he was saved that nobody could believe. Martin's father is the pilot of that airplane, and he's a very famous doctor there. And the rescuer came and was really shocked, because the rescuer was so shocked by this horrible accident when they discovered that the mother, Mrs. Roach, wrapped herself tightly around Martin, protecting him from the impact about to happen. And it was a short time. And according to the report, Martin was only injured very lightly. And then he was recovered. He was cared for at the hospital. In that hospital nearby. Because of this quick wit of Martin's mother has saved Martin. When we love, it is not, cannot not give. There are so many true stories of the parents of the group. They have sacrificed for each other so that one person can die for the other to live. Because of love. It's not, when God loved, he could not give to save our destiny of lost forever. God has given his only son. God loved the world so much to give his only begotten son. Before I've said, if you just think about this verse carefully, very carefully, that means what we don't know. We have to search, to explore, to ask somebody else. That is the way to examine the Bible. Many people misunderstood God so loved the world to give his only son. That means there is a father and then a son come to the world. No, not enough. That's not enough. Many misunderstood about Jesus. The truth is that the Bible said that God, Jesus, is God himself to become human like us. The Word has become flesh among us. because of God among us, that in this Christmas, we use the words that Merry Christmas. The Christmas means that it's born, but it's from above. And this word only applies only Jesus, that we cannot see this apply to any other person, only Jesus. Because sin, so that God has left heaven, Jesus came to the world to receive the rejection of God because of sin, so that we can be reconciled to God again. Because of sin, will be lost, but Jesus came to receive the death in our place so that we can be forgiven and receive eternal life. In the different kind of celebration, like Mother's Day or Thanksgiving, and we have seen videos of the youngster giving thanks to the parents. Oh, I give thanks to the parents because you give me food, you are a great cook, you have bought so many of my clothes, etc. But once they grew up, these youngsters understood that there are many days that the parents stay away, but the mother has to stay away because their sons are sick. They wanted to see how we teach can help the youngster to be healed. There are certain things that the parents would not eat so that they can have more food to eat. When we understood our parents' love, we can see that what have we understood about parents, it is only a very little kind of understanding reflecting God's love. So when you understand God's love, the world, it is nothing, not so simple. But God only, whoever accepts to come close to God, that person can understand completely how God loves us. Only coming close to God, you can understand the true love God has for us. If not, we can only understand on the surface. When we love one another, we have to give something. How do we give that has value in our action? For the one love. The key was, for God so loved the world, so that he gave his only begotten son. In other words, because God so loved the world, he became human. Why did God have to become human? To give himself to us. Because whoever believes in him will not be lost, but have everlasting life. And the third point, God gave us everlasting happiness. In communication, parents can give us many houses. We've been born in the sister world, but parents cannot give us life. The days in our life that you and I have is because of God. Because of God that we have. Nobody planned for us to be born or die. There are many blessings, for example, but which is as great when we give ourselves for the one we love. That's no other great love than that. And a man and a woman get together and love each other. Initially, well, he gave something, a fragrance bottle or a handkerchief in exchange. And we keep giving different kinds of products. You can also give to each other, but they're not satisfied until they give themselves to each other. Only when they belong to each other, that's where the love is full. And in the role of Jesus, God has become human and give himself to the world. He has received the sentence so we can be forgiven. He was mocked so that we can be glorified. He died for us so that we have life. The life that we have here is an abundant life, full, suffering. They will not perish, but everlasting life. Or eternal life. Eternal life, what is it? Is it that we live forever? This congregation. That eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have seen. When the lovers are singing, that means forever. Just like the branch, when chopped off the tree, and it will die. When they are chopped off, but when they are grafted into the body, it will receive life. When we connect back to God, we can consider to have life, true life. In John talk about the eternal life. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. In our current world, because sin, that we have to suffer when we depart this life, because the physical death of our bodies. But the issue of sin has been destroyed in the day that Jesus will come the second time to finalize this world. According to the prophecy of Bible, the believer in Christ will always be together with the Creator and forever with other brother and sister in Christ. Forever. There will be no separation between the believers and the congregation. That is happiness. That is a happiness that God has sent His Son into the world to bring whoever accepts God. So that whoever believes in Him shall not be perished, but receive everlasting life. However, today, that God has not come to finalize this world, this way, but if we accept God, that person can experience everlasting life right now. Right in this person. What does that mean? That means the eternal life in God. And the believer, though we are facing many troubles, but we can feel peace inside. The eternal life of God will cause, when they are lived in full, I can be satisfied. The eternal life of God will cause a believer that will see that their lives before in sadness, now we have joy in our heart. Before we have no meaning in life, but now we find full meaning. We can give others. We are concerned for others. Eternal life has caused a believer to love others more, even can forgive the enemy. And tonight, when I recount all the true story, because all those have experienced eternal life, when they have happiness in their life, maybe we don't have enough time to recount all this, but I only want to summarize one thing. If we ask somebody, what does religion do for you? That person is very hard to find an answer. With some evidence, very difficult to find. What can religion do for me? Though we can follow some religion with our personal effort, but if somebody asks a believer, what did God do for you when you believe in Him? And you can do that, believer can recount many, many the concrete things Christ has done for that person, that they can receive the blessing today. So, when we commemorate the birth of Christ, do you have any experience, concrete experience, when we celebrate Christ's birth? Think carefully. And I'd like to thank you, for God so loved the world that He gave His only and begotten Son. Whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And eternal life. can be received right now in the present. May the Lord bless us and all of you. Thank you.